Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for listening to today's health update. You know who I am. I'm Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and we are excited to have Jan Marie on the phone with us today. Hey, Jan Marie, how you been?
Well, I've been great, Roy. How have you been?
We've been wonderful. Like everybody else, we're trying to get through another summer.
Well, you know, they just have these things planned for all summer, every summer, so nobody can go out and have a good time.
Well, they're trying to, but you know where we live and on the creek, there's been kayaker after kayaker after kayaker. Boy, we ain't slowed down a bit.
Well, you know, it's pretty good up at the creek because you guys are out in the sunshine, you're getting your vitamin D, you're on the water, it's good for your mental and emotional health. Getting into nature, and you grow all that great food up there.
Right.
You know, it's just the best thing you could do.
It's anti-stress. We don't even have a cell phone signal out there. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I also tell people take their vitamin D, because a lot of people don't want to get outside.
Right, and folks, it's so simple. I had a lady, Jimmy, you'll appreciate this, had a lady come in today, her and her husband, and she brought her medical report, her husband's medical report, because last time he had been to the doctor, his vitamin D level was 38. And the doctor told him, you got to get on with some vitamin D. And he tried to get him to a prescription, but he come by the store instead and got our vitamin D5000. And it's been 3 months now, and he went back and gave his blood work, and she showed me it went from 36 or 38 to 78. So
great.
Trust me, folks.
Three more months, and he'll be where he needs to be.
Well, I told him going up to 100.
You
know, and I said, now you can't listen to your doctors on that. Doctors will tell you, 45 for a woman and 50 for a man. Y'all, that's still too low. You want to get your vitamin D levels up.
Some of them tell you 25, Roy.
Pardon me?
Some of them tell you 25.
That's ridiculous. I mean, how do you prevent disease if you don't get enough of the very things that keep you from getting disease? It's why we call them deficiency disorders, folks. If you're deficient of vitamin D, look out. You can get a lot of things.
Well, here's what most people don't realize about vitamins and minerals. Many of them are what you call cofactors. So a cofactor means it donates to another vitamin or mineral, or both, to make them work in the body. Well, vitamin D, vitamin C, and vitamin B, those are all cofactors for all your minerals and your other vitamins. So when you're low on any of the three of those, it is not good.
Right. Well, he told me, this gentleman's in his 70s, and he said, I only take MSM plus C and vitamin D5000, and he says, I'm getting awesome medical reports. And I said, well, sure. I said, there's other things you probably need, but I said, if that's all you do, you're way ahead of the ball game compared to 90% of the American public.
You know, I tried to explain to somebody today why she needed to take the MSM plus C. She was taking our allergy shield in the worst allergy time, and she was taking 6 a day. I said, listen, only take 4 a day of Allergy Shield. Take your MSM plus C, and if anything happens and you can't breathe good from allergies, you take one of our Breathing Better Naturalies. One of them does it.
Well, not only that, you know, when you think about vitamin D, it would be different if it was costing you $100 a month, folks. We're talking about taking one capsule a day, 5,000 incremental units, or however they measure it. And guess what, folks? One bottle for $20 lasts you 200 days. Come on, folks.
They need like 1.5 or 1.75 a year. So it's going to cost them like $30-$35 for the whole year.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't want to hear any of you screaming about money. And it's a small capsule. It's easy to swallow. And let me tell you something, folks. There's no excuse anymore from having vitamin D deficiency. It's that simple. Vitamin D5000 by Nutritional Healthcare at any of our shops, and you'll hear at the beginning and end of the shows. And remember, if you tell them you heard about it on this radio show, it's 20% off. So all you got to do is just tell them you heard about it on this radio show. And you know what? That helps us, folks, because we know then that people are listening. And that's important to us, so we know that we're, we're doing good on our sponsorships and things like that. And remember, this program is totally brought to you by those people. If it weren't for NH Syrup Shop in Killing, Herbs and More in Athens, Nutritional Health Care, the parent company, this show would not be on the air. They are the ones that support this show. So when you support them, you are supporting the truth, and that's what we're here to do. Jim Reed, let's go into, I tell you what, Mike Adams here lately has been on fire. For those of you who don't know him, go online and do your research. This man is a natural medical doctor or a natural doctor. But he, listen to what he opens up here. He says, the self-destruct sequence that bring down the death cult cabal of anti-human globalists has already been activated. With hilarious fake news attempts like the recent Rolling Stones hit piece against ivermectin, the cabal media is self-destructing by the day. Now, Jambri.
So, can I say something about that?
About ivermectin, yes, you can.
Okay, but even before that, this Rolling Stone article, they had interviewed some guy who pretended to work in this hospital, which he doesn't even work there. And then after the article came out, I think it was Rachel Maddow picked it up and put it on MSNBC, you know, the crazy people.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, then, you know, the hospital spokesman got on One American News Network and said, they're lying. Everything they're saying is a lie. And they were saying that there were so many people in the hospital that were dying and all this other stuff. And they said that was reports from last January. We are not overcrowded. People are getting our protocols and going home, and they're living. They're just trying to scare people.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point about the ivermectin is this. I have a friend who did that. So they couldn't get the oral ivermectin where I live because the state of Kansas has a Democrat governor. She doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
So they bought the kind that's the liquid for horses, and the doctor told him how much to put on, and I think he said it was 10 mil per 100 pounds is what the doctor said, and he weighed about 200 pounds, so he did 20 mil over 2 days, and he did it days 1, 2, 4, and 7. So after he was all done, and of course he takes our supplements, so he was barely sick. I think he had a 99.5-degree fever for 2 days and was barely sick. Couldn't even tell he was sick, really. Somebody had to tell him he probably had COVID because they had COVID. And he just thought it was, you know, allergies or a cold or something. And when he was all done, lo and behold, he no longer needed deodorant. He had no body odor. And he had no odor when he was going to the bathroom. And it's been like a month and no odors. And he's going to do it once a month to prevent getting anything else because he said, who knows with this Dr. Fauci? He keeps coming out with new variants of the supposedly COVID. And this Delta thing spread really fast. It was probably just some flu. And he said, I don't want to get sick again, so I'm just going to do it every month.
Well, just remember, folks, if Dr. Fauci says it, it's probably a lie.
Yeah, he's in charge of where the money goes from the United States, our taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. I saw on OANN that he's still giving money to North Carolina University. He's still giving money in Galveston to that university. And he's telling that it's no gain of function. And I think it was Dr. Rand Paul, the senator,
it was,
who figured all this out and went on and told on him. So he's still using taxpayer money for gain of function on a thing that was man-made from a natural virus. They messed it around. They genetically modified it to hurt people. And then they had the Wuhan lab do the dirty deed. GlaxoSmithKline supposedly owns that, and I think they also own Pfizer. So figure it out. This is like a global conspiracy to get everyone's money.
Well, it's falling apart.
The government's paying for all this, Roy.
Oh, no.
Which means we're paying for it out of our tax dollars.
Sure.
Which means, like, all these companies are getting super rich. They'll control everything.
Well, it's their goal. Yeah, but it's falling apart. That's what Mike Adams is saying here. He says, with endless fiat currency printing by the Fed, the entire financial underpinning of legitimate big government is imploding, and with the laughable, desperate attempts to imply COVID vaccine approval while pushing utterly unproven booster shots backed by no supporting data whatsoever, big science is ripping its own eyeballs out and throwing them across the room. Now, that's a pretty strong statement, y'all, but what Mike Adams is saying is the same thing I've been telling y'all for years. The present-day, modern-day sick care system, and that's what I call it. They can call it health care if they want to. That's a lie, too. It's a sick care system. All they do is treat you symptoms. But the present modern-day health care or a sick care system, listen to me, y'all, is unsustainable. You can't afford it. I can't afford it. If we keep going at the rate we are, just to support the healthcare system is going to cost more than your house payment and your car payment combined every month. How many of you can afford that?
I can't afford that.
Oh, nobody can.
I cannot.
He goes on to say, we're witnessing the total self-destruction of big pharma, big science, big media, and big government, all as they trip over each other trying to discredit ivermectin. Here we go again. And vitamin D while pushing vaccine death shots and medical authoritarianism. Now listen to me, folks. I want to say something about what I just said. Anytime they tell you you shouldn't take something like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or vitamin D, you better run out and take it.
Yeah, you could go get it right away as soon as they say don't do it.
You should get it, because I'm telling you, that means it works, or they would be pushing it with everything. Or, you know, listen, folks, when you find out how many cures for cancer are out there that have been banned from use by the AMA and by the FDA, that's why I call them the False Data Administration. When you find out that heart disease is the number one cause of death in the industrialized world, yet it is the easiest one to avoid or prevent, in other words, and to overcome if you have it. When you find out the truth about all that stuff, you start to see that two and two for the pharmaceutical industry adds up to trillions of dollars. Because as long as they can get you to believe the lies, and you follow in lockstep what they tell you to do, like Jim Marie said, then we taxpayers are paying the bill. It's insanity.
Now, let me tell you how evil the AMA is. But I mean, I've already said it before about what they've written up in New England Journal of Medicine, how to scare people into doing what they say about the dabs, right?
Okay.
So they put out a document called COVID-19 Language Swaps. Now, the purpose of this is, we've been using certain words that have been used on the media and in government that have scared people, but not enough to get everyone to take the jabs. I'm not going to call it a vaccine because it isn't a vaccine. It's a shot. Okay? With vaccines, it would be something totally different.
Right.
So, for example, they don't want the doctors to say, we're going to have a lockdown. They're going to say, we're going to have a stay-at-home order, because that upsets people that they have to stay at home. Instead of saying what the hospitalization rates are, they're going to say, make sure you tell them what the deaths are, okay? Instead of using the words coronavirus or COVID-19, they want you to use the word pandemic. It's not even a pandemic. This is not like the Spanish flu from 100 years ago. Okay, nothing like it. Now, they want you to believe that you're going to die if you don't take this jab. So they have a whole list here, like 20 different things of what to say to scare you into taking it.
Yeah, they're
now,
just...
Now, I didn't read the whole document. I should have, but I just couldn't believe this.
They're just pushing their agenda, and their agenda, y'all, is global control of all human activity. Now, you listen to me, I'm going to say that again. They're pushing for global, that's worldwide, control of all human activity. In other words, you'll go where we tell you you can go. You'll go when we tell you you can go. You'll stop when we tell you to stop. You'll stay at home when we tell you to stay at home. You'll wear what we tell you to wear. You'll wear a mask when we tell you to wear a mask. You'll stay 6 foot apart when we tell you to stay 6 foot apart. You'll work where we tell you to work. You'll drink what we tell you to drink. You'll get the amount of food that we issue you every month. And that's it. You'll get the amount of toilet paper we decide you need, and you'll get no more. Now, folks, that's exactly what happens in every country on earth that allows socialism and communism to take over. And they are the same. Mike Adams.
Now, were you, I just want to say this because this is important. If anybody's been watching the news, they want the banks now to tell the government if you do anything that's over $600, if you deposit it, take it out, or buy something for more than $600, they want a report made. Now, why is that any of their business?
I don't know, but I'm encouraging everybody to stop doing the automatic deposits. Tell your employer you want your money in check form. Go to the bank and cash your check and start going back to using cash. We can stop this as fast as we're willing to go back to using cash. You know why they don't want you to use cash? So they, because they can't find out what you're buying. They can't control you.
Let me just mention this. If you go to the bank to cash a check, they write your bank account number on the back of that check when they cash it.
That's fine.
It becomes a reportable event.
That's fine. Just give me the cash. I don't care if you have the check with my account number on it. That's fine. I want the cash. Then they can't tell.
El Salvador just made Bitcoin an official way to trade.
Oh, it's coming. And it's going to happen. And you know what? The Western Central Bank knows that. But listen, y'all, remember this. We was talking about big pharma, big science, big media, big government. I want you to remember something. God is bigger than all of them, and God is still in control, and he's waking us up. Mike Adams says in this document, says all they've really accomplished, however, is the accelerated awakening of the masses as they witness the authoritarian lunacy and junk science death cult that's paraded all around us, falsely claiming our freedoms have to be obliterated in the name of safety. Listen to this. In Victoria, Australia, by the way, lunatic premier Daniel Andrews just declared that unvaccinated people will be locked out of all health care and hospital services. Now, think about it, folks. If this was a pandemic, the very people that hadn't got what they think you have to stop the pandemic can't get health care? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. If the people have got their vaccines, they don't need health care, right? If the vaccine.
They don't really care.
But, Jean-Marie, if the vaccine really worked, then the people that have been vaccinated wouldn't need the hospitals, right?
Well, you know, Israel has the highest vaccination rate, and they have the worst COVID rate.
Well, no. Well, of course, because the what they're pumping into the public are these proteins that we've been talking to y'all about that guarantees the spread of COVID. If there is such a thing as COVID. Jim Ray, I'm still not sure there's any. I've not yet seen a documented picture of the virus that they call COVID-19, and nobody on earth has seen that picture.
That's right. The microbiologist I work with, for my products, you know, for the soil, he said nobody has a picture of that. The molecule. In his estimation, took some.
You're breaking up real bad. You're getting about every three words, Jim, right? Anyway, I'm going to read this while you get it. Give it time to, I don't know what's wrong with your phone service, but it's bad. This guy, though, this Premier Daniel Andrews, has declared that they can't get hospital services. Listen to what Mike Adams says. He says, given how toxic, deadly, and incompetent mainstream doctors have become, that's probably a blessing. Perhaps the free people of Australia will finally turn to nutrition and natural medicine, and they will therefore outlive the vaccine zombies who are committing medical suicide. Now, folks, those are some powerful words. And, you know, Jen Marie and I's goal is to make America healthy one person at a time. And that's why we do these radio shows, is to keep you informed about the truth, because the truth will set you free.
Can you hear me yet?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, so if people would do the basic things, take their MSM plus C, take their pH drops, do kidney and liver a couple times a year to clean out, do their vitamin D, take basic nutrition and try to eat healthier, get enough sleep, get a little bit of exercise. I mean, these are basic things. If they would do that, they would be putting a lot of nutrition in their body and helping their body keep their immune system up.
Yeah. And what's the AMA doing? They're releasing documents that, like Jan Marie said, teaching doctors how to lie to you, how to give you disinformation that could absolutely cause your death. There, listen, folks, you're living in a society where, like the Bible says, the love of money. Now, what is the root of all evil? The love of money is the root of all evil. Well, these people are so much in love with money and power that they don't care if you live or die, and they're going to say whatever they have to say to scare you into staying in lockstep and doing what they want you to do. And don't y'all realize that if every person on earth got the COVID vaccine, the pharmaceutical industries of the world would be the most powerful things that have ever existed on earth. And what does Revelation 18, 21 through 24 tell us? Toward the end of days, in other words, the end of the world, that the nations of the earth will be deceived by sorcery. Sorcery is used in Revelation 18. Look it up in the Strong's Concordance. Means pharmakia, pharmaceutical, a pharmacist, a druggist, a poisoner. That's why I tell you the definition of prescription is permission to poison. So, Jim Reed, one more time, tell them if you had COVID, or if you were diagnosed with COVID, or if you had the flu or anything, why would you use ivermectin?
Well, for one thing, it works really good on animals, and people are laughing about that. But remember, like, horses are worth more than people. When you're a vet, and you're testing drugs for animals, it's even a more rigorous process in many cases than the American Medical Association. You know what a racehorse is worth, right?
Yeah.
Millions. So they don't allow drugs for animals that are going to hurt them at all.
Well, but see, we're the guinea pigs now. Since they did not do the full test on the vaccines, since they're rushing it through without the 5-year normal testing period, what are they doing? They're saying, well, we don't need animal studies. We're going to use humans as our animals. And they're going to try to come up with a LD50 rating. Remember, folks, LD50, all drugs that you get a prescription for have to go through an LD50 rating. That means lethal dose 50, which means the way they come up with that rating is they put a group of animals on a drug at ever-increasing doses until half of that animal population dies of overdose, and that's how they determine how much to give you. Are you wanting to be a guinea pig under those circumstances, folks?
It's horrible, right?
Well, I heard that the vaccine has an LD100 rating. That means that the animal group so far that they've tested it on, 100% of them died. Folks, you need to wake up and smell the roses. You don't need that vaccination. Even if you don't get it, you're only 99.6% likely to survive it.
Yeah,
You're going to let them jab you over a 0.4% chance that you'll die? I think that would be insane myself. You're going to stick me with a needle or jab me with something? I'm not even sure what all's in it. I'm not sure if you're following me. I believe there's heavy metals in that they can trace you for the rest of your life because they never come out of your body. Folks, wake up. Turn away. Well, it's okay to say no. You got 30 seconds, Jen Marie.
Oh, everybody, I hope you stay safe and stay healthy.
That's right. We've got a team together, y'all, and say no. Listen, I'll never forget that, under Ronald Reagan's leadership, his wife started a Just Say No campaign to fight against drugs. Well, believe me, the pharmaceutical prescriptions are drugs. Folks, it's time to look at them and say, no, I'm not wearing a mask. No, I'm not getting the vaccination. No, I'm not shutting my business down. No, I'm not staying at home. And no, you're not telling me what to do. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.